Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are live on the air today with NABWIC Talk. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we are the National Association for Black Women in Construction. And today our guest is Sandra Everhart, and she's going to share one of my favorite organizations, actually, too, sister organizations. Welcome. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, and we're so very excited to hear from you today and to learn a lot, actually. I've been exposed to the organization for a number of years and would love to have our listening audience to know more about your organization. So with that, I'm going to ask you if you would just share with us, what is WBENC, better known as WeBank?
Well, WeBank is a Women Business Enterprise National Council. It's the nation's leading advocate of women-owned businesses. So since 1997, WeBank has united corporations with thousands of highly skilled companies that meet the rigorous requirements to attain Women Business Enterprise certification. They are the advocate for women-owned businesses.
Excellent. And actually, where is WeBank located, though?
WeBank, the national office, is located in Washington, D.C., at 1120 Connecticut Avenue, suite number 1000, Washington, D.C., 20036.
Now, actually, for those who may be listening in the future or right now, how can they contact the organization? We're going to do it again at the end of the show, but for those who may be listening at the top of the show that would like to go online or call and may not be able to listen to the entire show, how could they reach the organization with questions or comments?
Okay, there are actually two ways to reach the organization. The national organization, who owns the relationship with national members, corporate members, and who hosts the database that contains the 11,000 women-owned businesses, is housed in Washington, D.C., and their website is WBENC.org. So there is a website that contains all of the current information, history, activity, calendars for the WeBank organization. The second way, WeBank is affiliated with 14 regional partners. And these 14 regional partners deliver the certification locally to territories that cover the continental United States, the Virgin Islands, the American Samoas, and, of course, Alaska and Hawaii. So anyone who would like to contact the organization can do it nationally through the website, but they can also reach the organization through their local territory. Wherever their company is headquartered, once they go online to WeBank, they can see where their local regional partner is, and they can contact them through their website or through, of course, phone numbers.
All right. Thank you so very kindly. Now, what about WPEO? What is that organization?
So the 14 regional partners, as I said, are throughout the country, are contracted with WeBank to deliver certification. So they are independent 501c3 organizations also focused on moving or supporting the growth of women-owned businesses. WPEO stands for Women Presidents Educational Organization, and there are two they are two of the 14 regional partners. I actually am the executive director of WPEO DC, and we cover the territory of Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. WPEO New York covers the territory of all of New York, southern Connecticut, and northern New Jersey. So of the 11,000 women businesses that are certified in the network, WPEO, the two territories, make up about 2,000 of those.
That's exciting, and so many opportunities to be had. Now, what about the main focus of your organization? What is it that each of the organizations, you know, focus on in terms of if we have people listening, men or women, actually, and they're wondering, should I focus on one or the other? How do you make that determination?
Okay, so you actually join WeBank through your local regional partner. The main focus is certification. Certification helps us to determine which businesses in the country are women-owned. And the corporate members, the Fortune 500, the Fortune 1000 companies, everybody out there from Accenture down to your Xerox companies are looking to do business with women-owned businesses. However, they don't have the time or the resources to look for those organizations and to verify that they are truly women-owned businesses. So WeBank and their regional affiliates identify the businesses by certifying them. So the local territories, such as WPEODC, does an outreach and offers the resource of certification for these corporations to women-owned businesses. So the main focus is to identify and certify the businesses and then to give them opportunities to connect with corporate America for contracting opportunities, information and awareness, and for developmental opportunities in corporate America. So there's engagement on a national level, and there's engagement on a local level for women-owned businesses. That's our main focus. It's growth strategy.
Well, again, because I've been involved with the organization for a number of years, actually through my daughter, Ione McNeil, who branded herself as the baby billionaire, has been intricately involved by WeBank, and I cannot say enough about how exciting it is, Sandra, to have you on the show, because it is such a well-kept secret. Many of our listeners really are not that familiar with the organization, let alone understand the benefits, not just locally or nationally, but globally, because there is a global side to the organization, and it's growing more and more. Now, can you share with us what are some of the criteria for certification if someone wanted to get involved?
So, thank you very much. As a cornerstone of our value proposition, women-owned businesses who are part of our network rely on us to protect their status. As you know, women-owned businesses are one-third of the privately owned businesses in the country. However, they're only 4% of the revenue. But because of their wealth of information and knowledge, the corporations understand that they want to do business with women-owned businesses. So we conduct a two-tiered review in order to verify that a business is truly women-owned. The criteria is 51% owned, operated, managed, and controlled by a woman or a group of women who are based in the U.S. And we collect documentation that govern the businesses to determine how the business operates legally on paper. And then on a second-tier approach, we actually conduct site visits to determine how the owner or owners, operate within the company day-to-day, checking for their expertise and control to run the company. Through that two-tiered approach, which is followed exactly the same way in all of the 14 territories, we verify that a business is woman-owned. The commodity of certification is owned by WeBank. So WeBank manages the whole process nationally, because once a business is certified, it becomes part of the national network as well as the local network. So they created the commodity of certification, the standards in the process. They train anyone who touches the process, and they audit all 14 of the regional partners to make sure that the process has the same integrity now as when they started in 1997. And because of that, and our meaning to give access to our women-owned businesses, we are also now third-party certifiers for the federal government for women-owned small business. So once you are a WeBank-certified business, then we will also certify you if you fit the government's criteria for business with the federal government as a woman-owned small business.
And I'm glad you said that, Sandra, because I was going to ask the question, which I know many of our listeners are probably thinking, and that was, what's the difference between the federal government certification for women and the WeBank certification for women?
Well, there are very few differences, truly, which is why once you receive the WeBank certification, we have very few criteria left to look at the federal government certification. So you have to be an American citizen rather than just a citizen or have a green card, which is different in our criteria standards. You have to be working in your business full-time, 40 hours a week, for the federal government's certification. And your board structure is a bit different for the federal government certification. So those are the main differences. And the Women-Owned Small Business Program is sort of twofold. If you want to be a part of the set-aside program, and that says that all of the agencies, the contracting managers in the federal government, are allowed to set aside contracts just for women-owned small businesses under certain NAICS codes. That's one piece. Or you can be a women-owned small business able to contract on any of the contracts in the federal government. So you can be certified. Once you are certified with WeBank and we deliver the women-owned small business certification to you, you actually receive a certificate. That certificate you upload into SAM with two other pieces of information. If you self-certify with the federal government, you have to upload all of your documents to prove that you are woman-owned rather than just a certificate. And no one gives you feedback. No one gives you feedback about the documentation if it's right or wrong. And I'd like to say to our listeners, 99.9% of the time when you send your documents to WeBank that we request to prove your certification or validate your certification, we have to call you and ask for clarification or additional documents. So folks who are trying to do this on their own with the federal government, I think would have a problem.
Wow, that's a lot of information, and we're so glad to have the support to work through that. Now, can you share with us now, how are the certifications and opportunities basically affiliated, with these corporations on the public sector side? You know, we're talking about the major ones, Fortune 100 or Fortune 500 corporations. How does that work?
Okay. So as I said early on, members who are, we call our corporate members, these are folks who are part of our organization who have supplier diversity programs, which means that they have dedicated individuals within an organization to make sure that their supply chain is diverse. As we all know, the supply chain are the folks who actually procure the services and products of what the companies need to do their businesses. These dedicated resources, called supplier diversity professionals, look for opportunities within their corporations where they can bring in women-owned and diverse vendors as suppliers for the corporation. Once they find these opportunities, they actually come to the WeBank database and look for certified individual businesses who meet the criteria that they need and bring it back to their corporations for these opportunities. So once you are certified locally through the local process, you become part of the national network. And that means that your certification is good nationally. So if IBM, for instance, has an opportunity, whether it is locally in your territory, nationally across the country, or internationally, you are eligible for that opportunity. And the IBM supplier diversity professional actually is looking for you within the database. But they're also looking to develop a relationship with you through the programming that we do locally and nationally. WPEO DC and in New York, we have a program or an event or a workshop, you may call it, on a monthly basis to connect women-owned businesses with the corporate supplier diversity professionals, their buyers, called procurement professionals, or their SBLO folks from the contracting professionals if it's a government agency. You need to meet these folks not only to build a relationship because you do business with people you know, but to learn about the culture of a company, how to gain access to that company, and those little idiosyncrasies, those helpful hints that might help you gain a contract.
Now, Sandra, if there are opportunities available and we're interested in getting the certification, going through the process, can you share with us an example of an organization that's women-owned that has actually benefited from these organizations that you're involved in?
Oh, absolutely. I have a business in my network who came 2 years ago with an annual revenue of approximately $300,000. But this woman-owned business could not explain to me what she did. As you know, it's very important when you meet an opportunity, whether it's with the corporate sector or with the government sector, and they ask you, what does your business do? It's an opportunity to market and sell your business, to be compelling, to tell them that they need what it is you're buying. However, this young woman could not explain to me in a succinct and clear manner what her business did. She became certified and joined the network, and she has been active in the network, which is a real key, and I'll get back to that. But she comes to the workshops and the programming. She listens to the information that's given. She's been building relationships with the corporate and the government partners that have been there. She now very clearly and distinctly talks about her organization when asked, what does she do? And 2 years later, just told me at our national conference that she will net $1.1 million this year by following the information and development given her in this network. From $300,000 two years ago to $1.1
million. That by itself should motivate every caller, if you're a woman or if you know of a woman who owns a business, to actually call in. Go to the website for WeBank and WPEO and become active. What do you think, Sandra?
Oh, absolutely. I was very, very excited and happy, but I can say she did the work. A certification only gives you access to the network, gives you access to the opportunities, but you still have to do the work. I like to say it's the same as getting a driver's license. We were all 15 or 16 years old. We were anxious. We all went out to get a driver's license, and we went home, and we asked our parents, okay, so where's our car? And they just looked at us, and they said, when you earn a car, you'll have a car. It's the same thing with certification. It is a license to work within a particular network of opportunities, but you have to do the work. You have to show up. You have to be active, and you have to do the work that's given to you by the developmental folks in the corporations or other successful women in the businesses.
Well, thank you. I just want to remind our callers that you are listening to NABWIC Talks. We are the voice of Black women in construction. And today our special guest is Sandra Eberhard, and Sandra works with WBENC and WPEO, and she is informing us of the many opportunities that's available through certification and actually application of that certification. And that you actually answered one of the other questions I had, which was what are the benefits of the opportunities that are available, now take it to our industry in terms of construction and the construction trade. How is that different?
Okay, so it's not necessarily different. We have many corporations within our network who have construction projects, big ones, big construction projects. These are big corporations with big construction projects. And they are still dedicated to working with, of course, the non-traditional business owners that are diverse business owners, even in this area. So these large corporations, and especially locally, I'm a very big supporter of the local economy, these corporations will email me personally, will call me personally, and ask for the names of companies who are certified in the network, who can handle particular construction jobs. So I'm not a construction person. I did manage facilities for a part of my world, so I'm familiar with some of the verbiage, but they will actually call and they will email. Now, they have access to the national database themselves. They can go into the database and look for individuals themselves. However, they give me an opportunity to look at the database, pull out the corporations or the businesses who meet the criteria that they've given me. I actually take the time, our office takes the time to email our construction partners, our members, and ask them, this is the criteria that was given by our corporations. Do you meet this criteria? Would you like to have your business submitted? So how do you get access without being part of a network to something like that? So that's one of the benefits, direct access through opportunities. Number two, again, we said we have programming workshops. This year, it was done on July 18th. It has just passed, but it will happen again next year. We have what we call an annual access reception. It's merely a two-hour evening reception that we do connections and conversations. We had 16 of our corporations come to talk to the business owners. Capital One, and I think everyone on the line knows who Capital One is. Capital One is headquartered in Richmond, Virginia. They have a huge campus, and they are in the process with a huge construction project, and that's happening all over the country. They asked us to specifically invite construction owners in the categories that they know that they needed. And they had construction buyers on site to talk to construction business owners who came to this event. To me, that is a huge benefit. Number one, even having knowledge of the construction in the area, but also that the corporations are asking to meet with you so they can talk to you about the opportunity. So that's number one. Number two, because we are the advocates for women-owned businesses in our territories, I am in, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia territory. I get calls from the construction projects in the area. So MGM is building a casino in the Maryland territory, and the Inner Harbor at Maryland is beginning their final project. The Beatty Development Corporation is beginning their final development project for the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. They hosted a meeting with the advocates of the diverse suppliers in the area, and I represented the women-owned businesses in the area. They're building the Exelon building is the first of many buildings for the final project, and they will hold briefings and pre-bid meetings and invite the women business owners in our network. I sent yesterday 38 emails with five construction and trade businesses on each of those emails, inviting businesses to join the pre-bid informational session for that first business. That's a huge benefit to me.
Wow.
That's the type
exciting.
Of resource and support that I can give to the network.
Thank you, Sandra. Now, we do have a lot of individuals who are listening in. And if you have a question, please feel free to press 1 on your keypad, on your phone, and ask any questions that you may have. It has gone so very quickly until I have just been so involved with this, with just listening and just sharing the information, Sandra, that I want to make sure that if we have any callers and have questions, please, again, just feel free to press 1 on your keypad because you are, again, like I said, listening to NABWIC Talk, and Sandra's giving us an enormous amount of information. Can you just share that website? We're going to go to a caller, 5713, and then we're going to come back to you, Sandra, to please. Be sure to share your contact information so that people know how to reach you. Caller 5713,
sure.
You are live.
Good morning, Sandra. The information. This is Rekha Jadala.
Hi.
I'm a small woman-owned small business specializing a lot with on the IT services with various industries for construction, healthcare, and we also do staffing services. I have been doing some research on WBNC and wanted. I mean, I already got self-certified on the federal side, and I heard from you that not only the certification but the opportunity to learn and meet people was wonderful to know about it. One other question I had was that in addition to D.C. and New York, what kind of do you have in the Florida area?
So as I said earlier, guys, just want to remind you there are 14 regional partners around the country. And
mm-hmm.
there is Women Business Development Council of Florida that is the regional affiliate in the Florida territory. The number there mm-hmm. is 305-917-9446.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy Allen is the person who has my role. She's the president of that council. So they have the programs that are good for their local territory. But once you are certified in the network, remember, you also belong to the national network, and there are two opportunities to network and get information nationally, one that is always in June, which is the national conference, and one that is always in March. At WBENC.org, you can learn about those conferences.
Wonderful. And can you also one more time explain about the pricing structure? What's the pricing structure for getting certified?
The pricing structure is based on the different territories. I don't know specifically the pricing structure for the South, We have a flat fee here in D.C., but I'm not sure of the pricing structure. And to be certified, you would be certified in the territory where you are headquartered. So if your headquarters is in the South, in Florida, then they would process your application, and you would be you would have their fee structure.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Reka, for that question. Now, Sandra, I'm wondering, can you share with us now how and are there real statistics on the success of the organization that relates to women?
Oh, absolutely. You know how it is. If you don't count, you're not really on a diet, right, if you don't get on the scale. And we believe that we have to be accountable for what we do. Our local network, WPEO, D.C., and New York, we celebrate many things in our network. Corporations with the highest spend, corporations with the number of contracts. We check on activity level to make sure that they're active within our network. In 2011, we celebrated 1,000 contracts signed that year. Last year, we celebrated 3,400 contracts signed in our local D.C. network. And this year, I'm happy to say on November 8th at the JW Marriott in D.C., which everyone is invited to, whether you're certified or not, we're going to celebrate 5,000 contracts signed in our local network between our women businesses and corporations and our women businesses and each other. So, yes, we do count, and we're very happy. That's our true measure if we're doing well.
Okay, excuse me one second, please. And I know we're fastly approaching and a little over our time, but I cannot let you glide over that. Can you just repeat that, please?
Yes.
Repeat the date.
I'm very proud.
Listen, repeat the date, place, and time. And we're going to have you come back because, actually, this conversation really deserves more time because they're two entirely different organizations, and WPEO by itself with your founder, oh, my goodness, we could spend a day just on her, and I won't mention her name. They have to come back. We could spend a day just on her and the formation of WPEO and some of the Zenith women and what they've done. And, you know, as I say that, I really think we should consider, you know, doing a strategic partnership with you and having some of them come on with you because it is just
Absolutely. Awesome.
And as an African-American woman, you know, there is one particular member of your organization that lives on the West Coast. Last time I spoke to her, she personally told me that as a result of being involved in this organization, that she was pushing $2 billion in volume. And I won't give her name, because I think it's important that we have her on also. So I'm just so, you know, excited that you're on. We've gone a little over our time, but I have to ask you if there's anything you want to share that we've not discussed so far, and please, again, give your contact information.
Okay, the main thing that I'd like to share is that we have many of our programs are open to businesses before they're certified. Some, as you can imagine, because of our guarantee to corporations that they will get opportunities with certified women, some of those programs are not. But on November the 8th, it's a morning from 8:30 to 1 o'clock at the JW Marriott in Washington, D.C., we will have an event where we celebrate the 5,000 contracts that were signed over this last year within our network. We will give awards to the corporations and the WBEs who have those most of those contracts and the highest spend. Then we will conduct an exhibit fair of the corporations in the network, and we have 38 local corporations in the WPEO DC network. All vendors, all businesses are welcome to come to the exhibit hall as well, create relationships and hear information. And then we'll conduct actual matchmakers there, but those only for the certified folks who are in the network. But you can always reach me for questions. My telephone number is 202-595-2632. or email me at sandra@womenpresidentsorg.com. But you can always visit our website at WPEO.us. Look at our calendar, look at the information there to decide if this is the right network for you. I'd love to thank you for this opportunity today. I love sharing this information, and we have another organization, WPO, which might be a focus for some of those folks who are in that high-growth strategy, over $1 million in revenue already, looking for growth higher than $1 million. And that's when we could get into the founder of WPO, Women Presidents Organization, who's the same founder of my organization, WPEO, Women Presidents Educational Organization.
You know, I think that that's a really good way to lead into another show and to really end this show, because when you talk about women-owned businesses, and it doesn't matter what your color is, where you're from in the world, you cannot get any better than this organization and the brain trust behind all of it all. And I would be remiss if I did not mention Susan Barry as a part of the brainchild that helped to start all of this. And actually, I don't know if you're going to ever hear this, Susan, I've told you this before in person every chance I get, because I believe in giving you your flowers now. I attended a conference in Miami, and I just started, you know, the National Association for Black Women in Construction. And sitting in that audience, I received a copy of her book, and reading through the book from context to contract, I realized that there was not an African-American-owned organization in that book that had a strategic partnership with the organization. And that day in Miami, Miami Beach Convention Center, I made a commitment that I would be that voice and that connection. And I am so very happy that I did, because the relationship has just been tremendous. The partnership, the access, it has just been wonderful. So, Sandra, we're going to end with that. And thank you so very kindly again for coming on. And please know that you will become a regular, if you're willing, because I think that you're really the voice that gives us access to corporate, because so many of us as African-American female and other women of color, we're more so on the public sector side for obvious reasons. But there are so many tremendous relationships that can be built on the private sector side, which you represent. So thank you so very much for coming on.
Oh, yes. And thank you for having me, and I'd love to come back. I enjoyed this. I would love to share the resource that is WeBank and WPEO with everyone.
Thanks again. And to our listening audience, you have been listening to NABWIC Talks. See you on the radio. Thank you, and goodbye.
Bye-bye now.